You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. This morning's program has music by Vivaldi, Stravinsky, and yes, even a little Eartha Kitt. We're going to start off with some music by Vivaldi. Now, although known for his incredible string works, he also wrote some remarkable wind and brass concerti. He was born back in March of 1678 in Venice and was nicknamed the Red Priest because of his shocking red hair. He wrote many of his works while working with the Ospedale della Pietà, that was a famous foundation in Venice for education of orphan and illegitimate girls. They were also very talented musicians who attracted many foreign tourists and gave many a celebrated performance. We're going to be hearing one of the 15 concertos for flute and orchestra that he wrote. It's nicknamed La Tempesta di Mare, or The Storm at Sea, and you can hear the tempest brewing in the music. Here is a performance by Jiří Valek. He's joined by the members of Capella Istropolitana. Thank you. Vivaldi's Flute Concerto, The Storm at Sea. That was Yuri Balek and the members of Capella Istropolitana. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with some music by Stravinsky, his Firebird. Now, it was one of the works that helped establish his reputation and one is one of the first of three ballet scores he wrote for Sergei Diaghilev between the years of 1910 and 1914. It's based on Russian folk tales and of the magical glowing bird of the same name that is both a blessing and a curse to its captor. Now, although Stravinsky was not the first choice of composer for the ballet, get this, he actually was the fifth to be asked. It made him, quote-unquote, a man on the eve to celebrity, according to Diaghilev. We'll be hearing some excerpts from a disc of the entire ballet, with Kent Nagano conducting and the London Symphony Orchestra. Excerpts from Stravinsky's Firebird, a recording with the London Symphony Orchestra and Kent Nagano conducting.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some vocal music by the talent and ensemble Anonymous Four. Now, they're a female a cappella quartet based in New York who've been performing and recording since the early 90s. They specialize in medieval and early music, but their repertoire extends to contemporary composers. They've performed across North America and internationally, but sadly enough, 2003-2004 were their last official season. But this year, they're coming back and they're collaborating with the Mountain Goats on their new album, Transcendental Youth. We're going to go back to one of their very early recordings, a hauntingly beautiful disc called An English Lady Mass. Here is medieval chant and polyphony.
Come.
the members of Anonymous Four, and that was some medieval music from their disc called An English Lady Mass. You're listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with a Canadian cellist, John Friesen. He did his undergrad right here at UBC, went on to Juilliard, and now teaches at Eastern Washington University. This comes from a very early recording of his. It's called Sotto Voce, and here is some lovely music by Schubert, the Ave Maria. Cellist John Friesen with Schubert's Ave Maria. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I think it's time for it. A woman whose biography reads Confessions of a Sex Kitten, and who purred and growled her way as one of the first cat women in history. She's a phenomenal performer. And here she is with Monotonous.
Into a dull routine, if they don't get a chance to change the scene. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. I'll tell ya what I mean. I met a rather amusing fool. While on my way to Istanbul, he bought me the Black Sea for my swimming pool. Monotonous for 30 days, salt air I sniffed while I was shipwrecked and cast adrift with a man who looked like Montgomery Clift. Monotonous for what it's worth, throughout the earth, I'm known as Femme Fatale. But when the yawn comes up like thunder, brother, take back your Taj Mahal. Jack Pfaff made a new style for me. I even made Johnny Ray smile for me. A camel once walked a mile for me. Monotonous. Traffic has been known to stop for me. Prices even rise and drop for me. Harry S. Truman plays bop for me. Monotonous. S. Eliot writes books for me. King Farouk's on tender hooks for me. Sherman Billingsley even cooks for me. Monotonous. Monotonous. I could not be wearier. Life could not be drearier if I lived in Siberia. I have acres of dough, I'm not sure of the amount. It might be exciting someday if I learn to count. Chiang Kai-shek sends me pots of tea. Gaylord Houser sends me vitamin D. And furthermore, Ike likes me. Monotonous.
Eartha Kitt and Monotonous. That was from the CD Miss Kitt to You, and she's not quitting. She just keeps wanting going. So let's hear another selection.
Je cherche un homme, un Pierre Paul, un Jacques, au Tom. Peu m'importe comment il se nomme, s'il est un homme, je n'exige pas un Apollon qui s'a brillé dans les salons, ni un type forte comme Samson, pour vous que j'ai un mate en bon. Il n'a pas besoin d'être qu'il soit beau, non, ça m'est égal. Il n'a pas besoin d'être grand lumière, star du cinéma, ni prince royal. Un homme, qu'il s'appelle Pierre ou Paul, pour vous qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. A movie star, a Texas oil man, or a French marquis. Doesn't have to be handsome as a picture. An ordinary guy is all right with me. Je cherche un homme qui s'appelle Pierre ou Paul ou Tom. Pour vous qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. Je cherche un homme.
Great sentiments from Miss Eartha Kitt. Je cherche un homme.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you. For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a great Canadian ensemble, the artistry of Quartetto Gelato. They've been around for about 2 decades and is an exotic blend of musical virtuosity, artistic passion, and yes, lots of humor. Their repertoire spans the globe, including lots of classical masterworks, some operatic arias, some sizzling tangos, some gypsy music, and of course some folk songs. This morning we're going to go a little more on the operatic bent, some music by Puccini from La Bohème. Here is Quartetto Gelato.
Thank you. sono un poema, che cosa faccio?
The members of Quartetto Gelato with an arrangement of music from Puccini's La Bohème. And you're listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on with some music by Dvorak. Now, originally written for piano in four hands, the Slavonic dances were inspired by Johann Brahms' own Hungarian dances and were orchestrated later at the request of Dvorak's publisher. This one is from his second set and is in the form of a dumka, a dance of Ukrainian origin, which Dvorak was particularly fond of. We're going to hear a performance this morning by the Cleveland Orchestra with George Zell directing.
Thank you.
Dvorak's Slavonic Dances in E Minor, Opus 72, Number 2. That was a great performance with the Cleveland Orchestra and George Zell conducting. Now, you have been listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Do stay tuned now to a great show, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Worku, coming up at 10. I'm going to leave you now with some music by Kadia Nin and look forward to joining you again next Sunday at 9 a.m. Till then.
Senta kulia Masini ache Siziki yenjala Minili sema Wacha wacha Mina chuka Sipende nalero Mina juwa Bole, bole, oh, it's time.